Join your host, Des Hamilton, to find out exactly how to say goodbye to being poor and hello to being rich.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Goodbye Poor, Hello Rich show. Yeah, you didn't see this coming, did you? You didn't see this coming. I'll tell you what, neither did I. Neither did I. We're going to get into all of this, but it's about time I'm back. Look, the last episode of what I thought was going to be the end of the road for the Goodbye Poor, Hello Rich show was in April 2025. Can you believe that? I didn't realise that until I pressed record on this camera. Can you believe it? It's been a calendar year since the last episode. How much has happened in a calendar year? And it's flown by, right? But the 10th of April 2025 is when I pulled the curtain on the Goodbye Poor, Hello Rich show, because we were 52 episodes exactly. This is quite amazing how this works out, and I do love these sorts of scenarios. It ran for a full year, a full calendar year of 52 weeks, 52 shows. Incredible. This was a podcast that launched who I was. And look, I did so many things. This podcast didn't actually make me any money. No. But it launched me into who I was. And then, my God, let's go through what actually happened. No, stop. Let's go back. Welcome to the Goodbye Poor, Hello Rich show. I'm Des Hamilton. I'm your man in the chair. The man, I'm still in the kitchen. And I'm the guy that took £200 and I turned it into £100,000 in 21 and a half months. I quit my job. I enabled my wife to quit her job. She was a 25-year career secondary school teacher. I was a 25-year career civil servant enforcement guy investigator. Incredible that we now run this game full-time, e-commerce, side hustles, making money online, blah, 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 blah. Now, this podcast was the thing that put me on the map because I shared everything. I sat here every week and talked you through the things I was doing in order to live this life, to get to this place where I had the time freedom. I wanted to finish my love project. That's not finished yet because more important things were happening at the time. I documented it all. And on top of that, I interviewed some of the best people in the e-commerce space that I could find that could grace me with their time, that could then impart on me the wisdom that they had picked up along the road. And here I am, a networking guy, someone with a network that I'm blessed to call friends, peers, people that I can reach out to. And I've somehow become the guy that I was interviewing and striving to be in the meantime. That's not why I quit the podcast, right? I reached out with a friend to then a podcast studio. And we launched another podcast as a consequence of that. Look, and I am a big believer in rolling with the punches. You put things out to the universe, you take what comes back. If you do not take a leap into the unknown, you are never going to know whether it was going to work or not. And I do not regret a single thing. So I launched a podcast with two people and we've called it something else. And I realized I didn't have enough time to stretch over to two podcasts. That one didn't work out for no reason. I'm not going to throw shade on anyone here. I'm very grateful to those guys. We had a good run. It doesn't work anymore. It's the end of that. Then I thought, you know what? I'm going to go back into doing the podcast on my own. I'm going to do the money making online diaries and I'll do it from my car, blah, 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 blah. That was all fine. I didn't have the appetite for it. I just didn't. I don't know why. Now, what's really important is in the last year, our business has grown to a place that is beyond belief. All right, bear that in mind as well. Then me and Luke went, you know what? And if you don't know who Luke is yet, just sit tight. I'll tell you exactly who Luke is. Luke and I went, you know what? We run this business together. We run our agency together. Oh, by the way, did I tell you? We run an award-winning TikTok shop agency. Luke and I, we went, let's do a podcast for ourselves as well. That didn't work out either because you're too focused on running the business. And then last Friday, I went out for drinks with two absolute legends, with Gus McKay and Chris Grimes, both of whom will definitely be coming on this show, whether they know it or not. I respect these guys a hell of a lot. And what's amazing is that these guys are peers. If you don't know Gus is one of the top selling TikTok shop affiliates. His lives are incredible in the health and supplement game. And Chris Grimes is a guy that he and I have been aligned for years and years, because he had a social media channel that blew up. He did his own version of the £200,000 to £100,000 challenge going into charity shops. He helped people with their energy bills. Chris is a full-time entrepreneur. He also runs a TikTok shop agency in a different category, in a different field to us. So he is someone that I could call a peer we can lean on, and he and I are going to run the next live event together. But I was in London with these two guys, and they both said the same thing. They missed this show. They missed the style of content I was doing, where I was actually documenting my journey. And I realized I made a mistake in thinking it was finished. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. As equal as there's nothing wrong with having three podcasts that have failed since this one. This one is me. This one is my journey. This one is about saying goodbye to being poor, hello to being rich. Now, we can get into the concept of what rich is, probably on another show, but rich doesn't mean money. I thought it did. And this is the growth that I've been going through. Rich doesn't mean money. What's the point of having money if you're miserable? What's the point of having money if you're working 12 to 15 hours a day? This is the situation I was in. I've come to realize that rich is exactly what I am. Now, the time that I've got, the values that I've got now, what do you want your money for? Stop here. If you're listening to this, if you're watching this, just stop for a minute and think, what are you wanting this money for? If it's for bills, it's not for bills. It's actually to live your life in your home better. It's actually to feel a bit more comfortable with the stuff that you've got. It's actually time. Yes, it is. You want more money because you need more time. That's exactly what I needed. And I'm so fortunate that I am rich in time. I take my little boy to school or my girl to nursery every day. I have never missed a school run. And when I have, Claire's been there. Or when Claire's missed it, I've been there. As I record this, she's now taking her to his swimming lessons. And look, it's 3:30 in the afternoon. Both of us would have been at work at this time if it wasn't for this job. See what I mean? That is a blessing. And I'm not a religious man, but that is the richness that we have. Now, the loft project, I'm finished. Who cares? But my garden's looking better because I can put time into it. See what I mean? So let's get into where I've been and what I've been doing for the last 12 months. Rolling. Okay. Affiliation. We run a TikTok shop agency. My buddy Luke Colwell and I. We started a TikTok shop community in the end of 2024. We then turned that into an agency around March 2025. And the podcast stopped a month later because we knew new business, new venture. Those of you that knew me, I was an Amazon seller. Amazon selling got me everywhere I needed to go. I was sponsored on this beautiful show by Selleramp SaaS. But Selleramp SaaS is the top sourcing analysis software for Amazon selling. You see that? I also had brand deals. I had sponsorships. I had posts that I knew I could get paid for. I had affiliate marketing that was going on in the same time. I had a lot of other things in a lot of other pies. I was doing a mentoring program from Amazon sellers for beginners. I was doing a digital ebook along with other people as well. And then I stopped it all because I saw the opportunity that TikTok Shop could provide. And it was a business that Luke and I could get into together. He and I being friends through this game for the best part of a year beforehand. And we made it work. And my God, we took it to the moon. We launched our community and 750 people signed up day one. Day one. A lot of thought about it. Hundreds and hundreds of these people signed up because of who Luke and I were. And they did it not even knowing what TikTok Shop was. And in that, we had a bunch of coaches, very, very good coaches, that could teach people how to do TikTok Shop online, how to be an affiliate. In that first year, from March through to December, we began the award-winning, fastest rising agency of 2025, as recognized by TikTok Shop in their annual awards. Now, the beautiful thing is, because we had a bunch of new starters, as they grew, we grew. 3 months in to our TikTok Shop agency, we get a phone call from TikTok themselves saying, "Who the bloody hell are you? We won an award 3 weeks in a row for incremental growth," and it made people take notice. So when we get told that the head of TikTok Shop has walked into a meeting room and announced, "Who is Des Hamilton and Luke Colwell? What is it they're doing?" We knew we were onto something right. Before you know it, we do what we do. We went to TikTok headquarters. We met who we needed to meet and we made the impression. Before you know it, I'm running a webinar on mindset for the entire TikTok creator network on the TikTok platform. And our name starts getting more and more traction. Claire comes on, Rachel comes on, Claire, my wife, Rachel, our assistant, comes on. And before you know it, we're a four-person team running this agency. Next thing you know, we're signing some of the biggest brands on the TikTok platform, and we're helping them scale up even further on TikTok Shop. Our creators are earning anything between £5,000 to £20,000 every month. We're getting phone calls from people saying, I can have a holiday now, thanks to what you're doing. I have never been able to pay off my car loan. I've been able to pay it off now. We've had dozens and dozens of people quit their job off the back of what TikTok Shop being able to provide, and we've been the vehicle for it. Now, we've continued. We are over a year in, and the landscape of TikTok Shop is changing significantly, and an awful lot of agencies are falling by the wayside, and it's a terrible, terrible thing to see. I'd even raised a concern into TikTok itself on behalf of all UK-based agencies, saying that we are not able, as a UK agency, to sustain the model in its current state. Now, Luke and I, we have preached from the very start, and go back and listen to a lot of these episodes. When you see change coming around the corner, Robert De Niro said it, when you see the heat coming around the corner, get out of there. We shifted our entire model. We underwent a significant internal change around August last year, a significant thing. Someone threw a hand grenade in the middle of the business, and voila, we had to restructure the whole thing. And we did. And we decided that our objective needed to be different. Our dependence on a platform that isn't showing commitment to us needed to be removed. And even though we were still growing in the space, we shifted our business model. And now, as a lot of agencies are falling by the wayside, we are thriving. More to come on this. Our story is not yet ready to be told, but there is an awful lot that can come out of this and an awful lot of teachings that we can do to help people when they're getting into this world of online money making. And looking back at why this podcast closed, I thought that my story had finished because the challenge was done and the business was growing. And I was wrong. The story hadn't finished. It just got more complicated. Now, going back to that meeting that I had with Chris and Gus, well, I'm not calling it a meeting. It's not a meeting. Well, I went back to those 976 drinks that I had with Chris and Gus. What they said landed with me. And I realized that success doesn't end the story. It changes the chapter. The challenge is different now. It's not gone, but it's certainly a work in motion. Yeah, I've got more time. Yeah, my skin is looking radiant and beautiful at the moment because of all of the free skincare products that TikTok Shop gives you. But I am still a long way from where I want to be, both physically, metaphorically, spiritually, all of it. And you need to be documenting the same part of the next section of the journey. I get that now. And interviewing inspirational people does not stop because I never stop learning. And I've got to practice what I preach, right? Continuous improvement. Never stop thinking that you've made it because you haven't. And when you climb a mountain, you look in the distance and there's another one waiting for you. And it's bigger and colder. So that's what we're doing. And I need to document the lot. So what is the Goodbye Poor Hello Rich show? It's the same name. It's going to be the same honesty. It's going to be the same transparency, but I'm further down the road. I'm no longer striving to get my time back because I've got it, but I am now striving for consistency, longevity, legacy. And although my life might be better, there's still an awful lot I need to do to solidify my future. And in solidifying my future, I want it to be generational. So my kids are given opportunities that I was never given without this. I need them to know what we did so that they won't have to worry about the things I worried about. If they want to go to university and spunk £90,000 down the toilet for a four-year degree that they're never going to use, I want them to be able to afford it so it doesn't set them back 30 years in their future life. Ultimately, I want them to go traveling instead because what the hell? Right? That's what the education system in this country is, having been through it. But I want the option to be theirs. That's ultimately it, isn't it? I would have loved nothing more growing up than having opportunity to do whatever the hell I wanted, knowing that there was enough money underpinning it, that if it went wrong or if I did end up with a degree that I didn't use, which I did, I wouldn't be paying it off for the next 30 years, which I was. See what I mean? But what I'm coming to realize, the further I am down the road in this business, the problems are bigger. The stakes are higher. The responsibility is overwhelming and all-consuming. And let's face it, that's more interesting, right? Not less. It just takes me a little bit out of the relatability stakes. Goodbye, Poor Hello Rich was never about a destination. It was always about the journey. And I'd stop talking about the journey. So what I'm going to do for the next couple of weeks, I'm going to go through some of the questions that I've been receiving either on my TikToks or my socials or my Facebook group. And we can pick the bones out of an awful lot of what I've been doing and what my current frame of mind is regarding X, Y, and Z. My money at the moment is mostly through TikTok Shop. I'm not going to tell you numbers. I'm not going to go into the whys and wherefores, but I will tell you the models that I use. Are we still Amazon selling? You bet your ass we are. And that is a fairly recent thing. We stopped for the longest time. As you can tell, everything went into building this agency. Everything. For better or for worse. And there's things I can look back on over the last 12 months and regret. And there's things over the last 12 months that I can look back on with pride. But what matters is our business has grown from strength to strength. And that is the main thing that's paying me at the moment. So as a TikTok Shop agency, what we do is that we get paid by brands to scale them up. On top of that, we still train people how to do TikTok Shop, providing a community for them and a safe space for them. We're called Affiliation. And of course, I'm going to put the link in the show notes here. But per month, members pay us to be in our community and learn how to do TikTok Shop, some of whom are earning over £25,000 per month, blah, 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 blah. What I want this podcast to do is put me back out there for anybody that wants to come on and have a platform and talk to me about their journey and also teach me more about the things that I can't afford mentoring for. On top of that, I want to talk you through our live events. Our live events are the things that are separating us. Look, this podcast put me at the desk of Rob Moore. Rob Moore told me that public speaking is bulletproof. I always knew it, but I stopped talking publicly. Last year, I ran 3 live events. We went to Brighton, and we sold over 140 tickets to Brighton, selling that place out. We then went to Manchester, and we sold over 150 tickets, selling out Manchester. Then we went to Leeds, and we sold over 120 tickets, selling out Leeds. Now, we are going back to Manchester in June, Chris and I, and these events are getting bigger and bigger. Now, there are other things on the horizon that are going to blow your mind, and I can't wait to share them all with you. But in the meantime, whatever you need to ask me about, ask me. Get the questions in here. Put the reviews in. If you're in our TikTok Shop Discord, ask me in there. If you're in my Facebook group of over 10,000 people, which I thoroughly recommend because it's free, get a question in there. Any TikTok posts, throw them in there. But either way, the Goodbye Poor Hello Rich show is back. I can't wait to share more. If you can think of anybody that you want to hear from, I don't care what model it is. Yeah, I'm in TikTok Shop now. But like I say, I still dabble in Amazon. So let's get some guests on board, shall we? Let's put some inspirational stories to the table so that it can show you what's achievable. Look, I'm the guy that was starting with £200 in 2022 after Liz Truss pissed the economy down the toilet. 4 children working full time. And I took that £200 and I became a full time entrepreneur running an award winning business, live events, and this podcast from your kitchen. I am nothing special, you guys. I am nothing special that you aren't yourself. The only thing I did do was that I switched my brain on. I realized the mindset that I had about money and I had about progress was stuck in a fixed lane when I needed to realize growth was much more achievable. And I realized that having a voice as a 40-year-old in a place like making money online is much, much needed because you don't have to drive a cab. You don't have to wash windows. You don't have to walk dogs. You don't have to cut lawns if you need a second job. You can do it from sat on your ass in the kitchen, talking at a camera, and you can do it in any way that you see possible. The day that a guy can decide to cut his hair after Man United win 5 games in a row and get hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pounds, what's your excuse? So come on, give me a follow, give me a review, and we can go through the myriad of ways that you can change your life if you just put action in place. That will do it. Look. Wednesday is your day. Every Wednesday, a new episode will drop. So please give me a review in there. Please drop a comment. It does more for the algorithm than you ever know. Please tell your friends that the Goodbye Poor Hello Rich show is back, will ya? And I will see you next week. Take care, ta-ra.
You've been listening to the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge podcast. Make sure you join us next time for more real talk and some undoubtedly terrible jokes as Des gets ever more closer to saying goodbye poor, hello rich.